This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This show is called What's on Your Mind, as you know, and we spend a lot of time listening to the great audience that makes up the What's on Your Mind family, which is, of course, Midwestern, salt of the earth, great stock of people that just roll up their sleeves and go to town. And when school shootings happen, when Walmart shootings happen, when bad things happen, however they come, we often ask the question, why? And I'm always amazed how it comes back to issues of the heart. That really we have a crisis of the heart in this country. And very often it comes back to spiritual warfare. And there is no doubt in my mind that is what is happening. There's no question about it. We have to acknowledge this is the greatest country on the face of the earth, right? It is. It's just blessed beyond belief. Just mere numbers and statistics tell you that. Well, if you're the best, someone's always trying to knock you off that. And our next guest has spent some time thinking about the plot to destroy our country and what we can do to defeat it. And whenever I see anybody talking, writing about this issue of a plot to destroy our country, my ears perk up. I want to know more. And our next guest is Dr. Michael Brown. He's a pastor. He's written the book Jezebel's War with America. Dr. Brown, thanks for joining us on the program. We appreciate it.
Hey, great to be with you. And actually, I'm a fellow radio host, so I'm looking at the news every day. I'm looking at what's happening in our country every day. And sometimes you just have to connect the dots. And, you know, I'm not one of these conspiratorial guys. I take things as I see them. I'm not trying to look for some secret plot everywhere or everything. You know, I'm staying at a hotel. Does the deep state own this hotel? You know, I'm not one of these paranoid kind of guys. But I do know there's a spiritual realm that's very real. I do know that there's a real God and that there's a real devil and that we are responsible as human beings for what we do, for sure. And yet some things you have to look at and say, there's something else going on also. There's something else going on behind the scenes. It would almost be like if 30 children in 30 different homes get infected with the same sickness and, they all go to the same school. Are they all in the same class? Aha, okay. Easy to connect the dots. I believe it's just as easy to connect the dots spiritually in America and recognize something's really going on here that should get our attention.
And, of course, to just be, ambivalent to it and not pay attention to it is very dangerous. So to know what's going on means you can do something about it at a bare minimum, certainly praying about it. And that's how this story started for you. A friend of yours was giving a sermon and asked for his parishioners to pray for Donald Trump, the president of the United States. And this went viral. And that was the spark that lit the match of Jezebel's War with America, right?
Exactly. So here's what happens. He says Jezebel is coming against the president. Witchcraft is coming against the president. To his shock, his call for prayer, which is videotaped, went viral. It got reported not just in the Christian news, but secular news. It even got reported in the Jerusalem Post. Here's the oddest thing. It was reported very fairly. Not that he was some religious fanatic, but it was reported fairly. So in the Bible, the most wicked woman that's spoken of is the woman Jezebel. There are many wicked men, but she's definitely the most wicked woman spoken of in the Bible. She lives about 3,000 years ago. She's a foreign princess who marries the king of Israel, who's already a pretty bad guy already. And what happens is she provokes him to do even more evil. She's such an intimidating force. She actually emasculates her husband. She is an idol worshiper that is so zealous, she kills all of God's prophets and intimidates them with fear. She's also associated in the Bible with sexual immorality and with witchcraft. And we also know that in the ancient world that with idol worship, There was also killing of babies. Babies were sacrificed to idols. And then 1,000 years later, Jesus refers to a woman. He calls her Jezebel. And also, he says she's a false prophetess, so false spirituality. And she's associated with sexual immorality and idolatry. So what are we saying? We're not saying that the ghost of Jezebel is alive. We're not saying that women today, oh, you're Jezebel. We're saying the same demonic forces, the same satanic forces that empowered this woman, Jezebel, 3,000 years ago, and that other woman called Jezebel 2,000 years ago, they're at work in America today. And when you start to connect the dots from the spirit of idolatry, turning from the one true God to worship other gods and created earthly things, to the seduction of sexual immorality, the plague of pornography through the internet, like no other generation's ever had to deal with, so that 8-year-olds are getting exposed to porn on their cell phones, to the rise of radical feminism, not a healthy feminism that esteems women and honors women and says equal pay for women doing equal work. No, radical feminism that is man-hating, that also emasculates men. So we've gone in our culture, even before radical feminism, from, say, father knows best and the father is the wise sage in the family to the Homer Simpsons of the world. So the emasculating of men. Anytime a man tries to be a man today, just in a good way, leading his family, he is a toxic masculinity. Then along with that, you have the militant baby-killing spirit. I'm not talking about a 12-year-old girl who's raped by her uncle and to her shock finds herself pregnant and is agonizing over what to do. I'm talking about the women pounding on the Supreme Court doors during the Kavanaugh hearings for their right to abort. Shout your abortion. And then the rise of witchcraft and sorcery. There are reportedly more witches in America today than there are Presbyterians, and they are hexing the president, and they are hexing the male patriarchy, and then the fascination with sorcery that's all through the culture. A few days ago, I checked out Amazon, and somehow they have a listing, Amazon.com. Somehow they have a listing of the most read books on any given week, and 7 out of 10 were Harry Potter books. As innocent as they could be, it's still the fascination with sorcery. You look at all this, and then the church is often so silent. So many Christian leaders afraid to speak out for fear of consequence. You connect the dots, and you think, that's Jezebel. That's what we're dealing with. It's not just this is over here and this is over here. I believe they're spiritually connected, and I believe ultimately it's a larger work. Even the war on gender and gender distinctions, making men into women and women into men. By and large, this is terribly destructive to family, to healthy life, and to the well-being of our country as a whole.
What strikes me is that everything you describe that is happening in greater numbers certainly is factually true, and I think disturbs a lot of people. Why is it happening to the degree that it's happening now? I mean, not only did we used to have an argument about abortion to say, you know, it's an innocent life, it's God's plan. It's not yours to destroy, right? And then had to go up against Roe versus Wade. Now we debate whether it's okay to kill a baby outside of the womb. I mean, that's how extreme it's gone. Do you think that is why this is a quote-unquote, you know, war now? That in other words, did Jezebel's spirit mean any less harm to us 10 years ago, 20, 30 years ago? Is it just that, you know, they're winning so there's more of it? I mean, we're going down a path that we need to stop. Why now?
Right. So it's a great question. Number one, because Jezebel's being threatened. And so I say Jezebel, meaning the spiritual forces. And even if someone rejects the spiritual part, the connected ideological forces, yeah, there's a greater threat. There's a greater threat to overturn Roe v. Wade. The pro-life movement has not rolled over and died since Roe v. Wade. And there's a standing up and a pushing back. And now pro-life legislation being passed in state after state. So what are you going to have? The extreme. You can abort your baby right up until the moment of delivery. If the mother just says, I'm not emotionally ready to do this, you can legally do that in New York. And when they pass an outrageous law like that, what happens? The legislators are applauding. This is a great victory. I'm sure someone out had a drink to celebrate the new bloodshed that's going to take place. And you look at, and I documented Jezebel's war with America, it is chilling. You go back to the ancient world and the sacrificing of babies to idols, and you describe that, And now you look at partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. Again, I'm not talking about a parent agonizing, a mother agonizing because they find out the baby has terrible birth defects and what should they do. I'm talking about for convenience. I'm talking about sacrifice that the idols are about. We don't have time for this. It is chilling to compare them. And yes, even the defense of infanticide. And there's one other factor to add in, and this is the most controversial, President Donald Trump. And this actually, I have a whole chapter in the book about this. Whether you love Trump or loathe Trump, you can't deny that he's an alpha male type of figure and that he's like a bull in a china shop type of figure. In the Bible, the man who has the final conflict with Jezebel and the one who ultimately brings her down is a king named Jehu. And he is described as being reckless, just as Trump is described as being reckless. And he's the alpha male type. He does a lot of good, but there's a lot of collateral damage. You get a man like him in the White House, not only do you have the women that just have a problem with it because of his past and they don't like his style.
Hold that thought, if you would, Dr. Brown. We're up against the heartbreak. More after this with Dr. Michael Brown on the book, Jezebel's.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh yeah, you're dangerous. You got a snake, you kind of strut. Too hot to touch, can't trust a thing you do or say. Gotta stay away. One by one, you've gone from man to man to man until your mission is
special bumper music for our guests. You probably used that one on your radio show already. Dr. Michael Brown, Pastor Michael Brown, author of Jezebel's War with America, the plot to destroy our country and what you can do to defeat it, Labor Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Back to more of our conversations with folks about their first job and lessons learned from it coming up here in a little bit. But one more segment with Dr. Brown. You were talking about Donald Trump and the good that comes with the bad. And some of that when we would left, I want to let you finish that after, I tell people when they ask my thoughts on why we have Donald Trump, I just say there's no other explanation than God. Because politically speaking, you could map it out 1,000 different ways and there's no path to victory for this guy. So to do what he did politically, having no political experience, coming from the business world, having the baggage that he clearly had in his past, There's no other explanation. So I believe he's there for a reason. And that's not crazy, is it?
No. Look, I came to the same conclusion. I was a Cruz supporter. I was a Trump opposer. I wrote articles warning about Trump. I didn't think he was going to keep his promises to evangelicals. At least I was concerned. And I thought, you know, character counts. Is this the kind of man we want to get behind? And when I, you know, some of my friends said, no, Mike, there's more going on here. You need to look at this. There's something here with this man that's, you know, the packaging is not good, but there's something going on. And when he beat everyone in the primaries, I thought, I think there is something going on. You know, I felt like I was in an audience with a comedian and everyone was laughing at the jokes except me. And I'm thinking, what a bad comedian. And then I thought, no, I'm not getting the jokes. So there was some appeal. It wasn't an appeal to white nationalism or that. You know, I'm sure there's some appeal to fear of where the country's going. But there was something that he was hitting that resonated with the people. And then, to me, when it was him against Hillary, this is the way I've explained it to the secular media and to critics. Look, Jesus died for my sins, and Jesus has my life, my heart, my soul. Trump, I voted for as president. He gets my vote. Let's not get, I didn't sell my soul to him to vote for him. But when it comes to the slaughter of the unborn, I thought he'd do a much better job fighting that than Hillary Clinton. When it comes to fighting against the genocide of Christians in the Middle East at the hands of ISIS and others, I thought he'd do a better job of fighting that than Hillary Clinton. When it comes to standing with Israel and fighting against the disastrous nuclear arms deal with Iran, I thought he'd do a better job of standing with Israel and Hillary Clinton. When it came to protecting our religious liberty, these are the big things to me. I thought he'd do a better job of protecting us than Hillary Clinton. So to me, it was a vote against Hillary. And when he got in, I wrote an article the next day saying he was elected by the sovereign will of God. I, it doesn't mean everything he does is right. And Christians who support him need to say, I don't like this, I disagree with this, but here's why I voted. So I, without shame, I said, yes, I voted for him. But as much as I cringe with many things he does, if it was him versus any of the current Democrat candidates, I'd vote for him again. And he's done a lot of stuff that's very major. So, yeah, I cringe over the way he treats others and some of his tweets. But if he could save babies in the womb, I don't think they'd be too upset about that. If he could forestall Iran from getting nuclear weapons that potentially could get into an existential war with Israel, I don't like the crudeness, but I'll take it if that's what it's going to take to push back.
No kidding. What's more crude, a baby dying in the womb or, you know, a crass tweet? I don't think there's much of an argument there. So why the plot to destroy our country and why has it increased with, an imperfect president?
So this imperfect president is a strong pro-life president, is strong on religious liberties, is pushing back against radical LGBT activism, which is another aspect of war on family, war on gender distinctions, war on male, female, and being strongly pro-life to everyone's shock that he's actually carrying this out, which is a shock of many. So that is going to bring him into conflict with this Jezebelic spirit and the fact that he's this alpha male type. I actually have a description of Jehu in the Bible, this Israelite king who takes down Jezebel. Again, we're not talking about taking down people. We're talking about spiritual forces. And he's described as reckless or a maniac or a madman. I have headlines in Jezebel's War with America where Trump is described in exactly the same way. It's shocking to see. So somebody like that is going to bring out the radical feminists who want to blow up the White House. It's going to bring out the feminist witches who are also radical pro-abortion. and also radically pro-war on gender. It is going to bring everything up to the ultimate conflict. It makes perfect sense. You know, it's almost like in a boxing match. Everyone's just kind of dancing around, and then one guy throws one heavy blow, and it threatens the other guy. Well, he's going to start fighting back with heavy blows. I see this as a real pushing back against this Jezebelic agenda to destroy our nation. So it's not hidden anymore. There's nothing here that's subtle. The Shout Your Abortion movement, the radical feminist hexing the patriarchy, there's nothing subtle about this anymore. It is out. It is open. It is out to destroy. But we have spiritual weapons with which to defeat Jezebel.
Last question for you, for our audience. A lot of people are nodding their heads in this audience. A lot of people are saying, thank you, Pastor Brown, for writing the book. Thank you for saying it. Give them a blueprint. Give them a blueprint on what they can do to defeat it.
All right. So first, you need to see Jezebel at work in your own life. Nationally, I think we know what we have to stand for and fight for. And I would encourage everyone to remember that this is ultimately a spiritual battle, which means prayer. Crying out to God to have mercy on America. But look at your own life and see, have you been paralyzed? Have you been intimidated? Maybe you're crippled by porn addiction, and because of that, you can't stand up and do what's right. Maybe you're crippled by fear. What happens if I take a stand? And we become passive. We become quiet. What we must do is overcome the spirit of fear with the spirit of faith. And what we must do is recognize that if we are in right relationship with God, he is for us, not against us. And therefore, we can defeat Jezebel. We can defeat this intimidating, paralyzing spirit of fear. And in the last two chapters of Jezebel's Rule with America, we lay out in detail how you can defeat Jezebel in your personal life and how Jezebel can be defeated on a national level. And I have to tell you, I've written over 35 books now. We have never gotten a response to any book I've written like the response to this. The first printing instantly sold out. Everybody went out of stock. They had to do an emergency second printing. So, Scott, it looks like we've struck a chord with many Americans, and I pray that we can really see victory and change in our generation.
Yeah, boy, do I as well. And it starts with reading the book and also expect a battle, right? It's a spiritual battle.
Yes,
you
sir.
Say that.
Oh,
and,
yes,
and,
sir.
Yeah, when you take this stuff on, it's a battle. Just prepare for war. But it's America. It's worth it. It's our country. It's what we believe in, you know, what we stand for.
But really, what's the alternative? If Jezebel wins, what's the alternative?
No, there's one scary thought, isn't it? Yeah,
yes,
America as we know it doesn't exist. And I don't know. It seems to me every day I can find something in the headlines that if that person succeeds in getting what they want done, that'll be another arrow against the America we know and love. So it's absolutely real. Thank you so much. What a national treasure you are. Great book, and appreciate your time very much, Dr. Brown. Thanks so much.
All right. God bless you. Thank you.
Dr. Michael Brown, Jezebel's War with America, the plot to destroy our country, and what you can do to defeat it. Do me a favor. Buy that book.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the strongest Atlantic storms ever recorded, Category 5 Hurricane Dorian, still battering the northern Bahamas. It has been for hours because of how slow-moving it is, only moving at about 1 to 2 miles an hour at times, which is as fast as some people walk. FEMA spokeswoman Lindsay Thompson says when it comes to the Bahamas,
it can be catastrophic.
The damage can't be fully documented as the storm is still going on, but Captain Stephen Russell of Bahamas National Emergency Management Agency says
there are significant damages to structures. There is significant flooding. Homes are flooded to almost to the roof level, and some homes surged 18 to 23 feet.
The storm is still expected to be a Cat 4 or 5 when it brushes up the east coast of Florida and towards Georgia and the Carolinas on Tuesday and Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Watford City, North Dakota native Brent Sanford, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Brent. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Doing great. How are you?
Good. We're doing a little Labor Day special today, talking about that first job and sort of the path it put you on, what kind of values you took away from that. So what was your very first job?
Well, it's kind of a three-part answer. My first job that I was paid for, besides mowing lawns, I was a substitute janitor at the post office when I was in junior high for a friend of mine. So I did get a paycheck for mopping the floors and emptying garbages. But then I did get a paycheck from my dad, too, on cleaning up cars, washing cars, detailing cars when I was younger. But I think my first official job would be that I consider is I worked for the Vector Control District in Watford City. And Dave Doherty was the head of the vector control. He was hired he's a teacher. He's a coach of mine in junior high, coach of mine in high school, mentor of mine, and he ended up hiring me for this job. And there were three of us on the crew. And I tell you what, it was a lesson in being self-motivated, because it wasn't his job to come out with us during the day, but what we had to do as high school kids is be responsible for your time and go out and find those mosquito sloughs, those bogs, those ponds where the larva was at. We called it our dippers. We had a little like a tin soup cup that you'd have for a camp out, and we had a stick on the end, duct tape to it, and those were our dippers, and we would actually look for the larva. We found larvae, then I was like, oh, time to work now. And then we get out our old World War II vintage sprayers and mix the chemical and spray the chemical into those areas and move on. It was a lesson in public service, too, because people knew who the three of us were that were on vector control. So we'd see people on the street and they'd say, are you doing any work? Mosquitoes are pretty bad, or else then once it would dry up in the summer and probably really no more part of the dryness than what we were doing. They say, you did a good job, no more mosquitoes. So it was a lesson in public service for three young people in our, you know, mid-teens, 15 years old or 16, whatever we were.
Of all those first jobs, the post office, the working for your dad, and the vector control, what do you think and what you do now as lieutenant governor do you most sort of have just ingrained in you because of that?
Well, I would say the vector control. I mean, that, like I say, there's a public service aspect to it. There was accountability to the public, and they knew the three of us were working on vector control, and they knew that you're pretty self-directed. So they'd tease you about being lazy and not going out and finding all the spots. But, you know, here we were driving around the community, you know, circling around the community within a mile of town. They could see us all day long. Somebody would be able to see us the entire time. So it was being in the public eye, very much like being a public works employee, you know. So it gives you a lot of lessons for being an elected official or for being a public servant working for a government. And, you know, gives you, it lets you remember there's people watching you at all times.
I always say that I learned from my dad that, you know, you just do work and just don't expect anybody to say good job, right? Like, so the paycheck is the recognition that, you know, you did your job and here's your pay for it. And, you know, a willing seller, willing buyer. But in today's workforce, you know, you do need to be a little more grateful for your employees because, you know, we have a tight workforce and it's challenging. But my dad, he didn't say thank you. And I just didn't ever think it was any big deal. I just thought you just do the job. But he didn't, you know, there weren't many thank yous, you know. And
I had the same with being the swamper for S&S Motors. I mean, it was, you're coming in there and your dad owns the dealership. Maybe you think that you should be able to sit up in front. And no, it was, I'm going into the shop and I've got the mechanics and technicians that I've known my whole life and parts guys and the service manager. They're the ones teaching me what to do. It's not going to daddy and me getting up to get to be up in front and sell cars when I'm 15 years old. I mean, it was start at the bottom and realizing how having those cars clean, having them vacuumed nicely, looking very, you know, the appearance has to be perfect on that car lot or else none of it works. The front doesn't work. You don't sell cars. Nobody has a job. And so, you know, I was a cog in the wheel and my dad was, you know, there was no thank you. It was just go back there. They'll show you what to do, you know, and it's a little humility, but it was, you know, it was a very good experience of yeah. working. I got to work on all levels of that dealership before I did come back as in my 30s and buy the business from him, you know. So it's very, very valuable. That was a very valuable job as well.
Any other Labor Day pearls of wisdom for us?
No, we want to, you know, like you said, we were very thankful for workers, employees, employers. I mean, it's something where with the tight job market we've been blessed with for the last few years. I mean, it's something where I think people are as cognizant as ever that employees don't have to stay where they're at forever. There's another job waiting them, and so you have to treat everyone with respect. And everybody has a job to play, and everybody has an optimum job for their skills and services. And finding those right positions for everyone is very key in trying to fit everyone in the workforce when it's tight the way it is now. Everyone should be operating at 100% or a little above if they really enjoy their job. And so it's an important day to keep all that in mind. So thank you for doing the special. See some good stories to hear from all across the state.
It's been a lot of fun.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Brent. Really appreciate it. Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Brent Sanford, with us on What's on Your Mind Special Labor Day Edition. What was your first job? What lessons stay with you to this day from that job? That's the question we've been asking, brought to you in part by High Plains Apache. Talk about doing a job. Talk about laboring. Those Apache sprayers really do the job, folks. And as we head into harvest here, you know how darn important they are. You're just scrambling to manage the clock and the timeline, and you can't have any breakdowns, and you want support when you need it. You get it all from High Plains Apache. They are in Mandan, across from Culver's. They are in Fargo, exit 60, right across I-29 from Walmart. Easy to find and online anytime at highplainsapache.com. If you're thinking it's time for a new sprayer, great time to come on in. Look at new and used at High Plains Apache. And, of course, any parts, getting things in tip-top shape to wrap up the season, they're there for you. Call them at 701-663-2375 or online at highplainsapache.com. Next, the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, Wayne Stengem. Wayne, tell us about your first job.
Well, a couple of things. When we were in grade school, my brothers and I would very often take our lawnmower and just roll it down the street. And if we saw somebody whose yard needed to be mowed, we would go up to their door and say, we can see that you haven't mowed your lawn in a while. Would you like us to do it? And so we did that same thing in the winter. We would take our shovels and snow shovels and heft them on our shoulders and just walk up and down the street. And if we saw a sidewalk that needed to be, have the snow shoveled off, we'd go up to the door and ask them to do that. From that, we obtained a customer list of people who would call us when they needed work done. But the first paying job that I had was as a custodian at St. Alexius Hospital here in Bismarck when I was in junior and senior in high school. And I was in charge of the basement where the central supply operation was conducted at St. Alexius. And so I was a custodian there mopping the floors and doing all the things that custodians do.
Did you think that was like a bad job? What were your impressions of your first
job? I never
job?
Thought it was a bad job, and I never think that any kind of work is not worthwhile. I wasn't a doctor performing surgery and saving lives, but in my part, I think everybody who works in a hospital or any job is doing their part for the entire operation. It wasn't something that I thought that I wanted as a career, and it gave me some incentive to go on and do something else, specifically in my case, to go to law school, but it was an important job and I got paid for it.
Do you remember somebody slapping that first $5, $10 bill in your hand for mowing the lawn or for that first paycheck that you got at the hospital?
Well, I remember both. I remember a lesson that we learned in the snow shoveling and the lawn mowing is that we should have been more specific about how much we wanted, because the typical thing we'd say is you can pay us what you think it was worth. We often got underpaid, rarely got overpaid, and we should have established that at the very beginning. But we made a good amount of money, and like I said, we came up with a customer base of people who called us on a regular basis. As far as the custodian job, I remember getting my first check. The minimum wage at the time was $1.60, and that's what I earned, and I remember very much getting that very first paycheck with the pay and then the deductions for Social Security and taxes and all those other things.
You just say, hey, where'd all my money go here? About all these?
Well, I had a difference between my older brother Bob and me. Bob had a car. I did not. And he was working at the hospital the same as I. And he spent all his money on his car. And I was a little wiser. I was able to save a little bit of it up for my college education. But I realized at the time that, especially when you're young, you really don't own a car. It owns you.
Yeah, no kidding. It could be a black hole of money, big time, right? By the way, I have to ask, so what's the least amount you got paid for mowing a lawn?
Oh, I remember somebody when we were shoveling a sidewalk, we had a good amount of snow, and they gave us like 65 cents. They, I think, went to the couch and got some coins out. That's when we realized probably a better approach is to ask in advance, because we could have been down the street shoveling somebody else's sidewalk and probably getting a better rate of pay.
65 cents. And all of those first experiences of labor, the jobs, how do they inform you now? What kind of lessons do you learn from them that you use still to this day?
Well, I think that the lesson that I learned, especially with the lawn mowing and the snow shoveling, is that we took that on ourselves. We did that just on our own initiative. And what I learned is, with few exceptions, you can find work where you want to find it if you're willing to put in the hard work and actually do it or ask for the job.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I mean, especially in our country, certainly, and even more so in our state. I mean, there are all kinds of opportunities if you're willing to put in the effort and do the work. And I understand there probably are some people who are not able to work, but for the most part, everybody is.
Very interesting. Well, thanks for sharing. Nice stories there, Wayne. Thanks a bunch.
Yes. Happy Labor Day to you and your listening audience, Scott.
That is the Attorney General, Wayne Stengem. So we talked to Wayne Stengem, Doug Goring, Brent Sanford, as well as Rich Warner, Senator Hoven, Governor Burgum, Chet Pollard, and Kevin Cramer. Oh, Doug Goring, we need to do yet, right?
Yep. Yeah, Doug's okay. Our last up on the roster.
He's the last one to go here. All right. Otherwise, we got everybody in, and it was a lot of fun. That's great. Todd wanted to tell us a little bit about his friends at Schwann Buick GMC today. Todd. Kevin, you going to let Todd talk, or are you going
to... Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Todd.
Todd, you can talk now.
What's in Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac on the Strip in Mandan, by the way, and SchwannBuickGMC.com. The 2020 HD pickups are in, so if you're thinking, those new Sierras and that new tailgate, that's nice and all, but I got work to do. Get yours. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Also brought to you by the Be the Buffalo Hotline from Oasis Petroleum. 855-200-1776.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is fracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota, working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim from IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
What was your first job? That's our big question today on What's On Your Mind. We've been asking lots of interesting folks and getting some interesting emails and questions as well. Christian in Fargo wanted to tell us about his first job before we get to our final guest on the program today to talk about it, and that is Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner. Christian, what was your first job?
Hi, happy Labor Day.
Same to you.
And can't believe nobody's called in with a paper route yet. That was my first paying job, and then I acquired the routes around me as the kids dropped out. And then the midweek came along. At first it was just the forum, then the midweek came along, and acquired a midweek route as well. So I was a busy little guy after school and before school.
Good for you. And, you know, the nice thing about being a paper boy, you know, you have to know how to get up early, right? That'll stay with you the rest of your life.
Well, and then with the forum, we had to go out and collect.
Oh, that's right. The paperboy collecting. I forgot about that. I used to do that too. I had the little, oh, God darn it. There was a publication, that was not local, but they would allow you to use it as a fundraiser and you would sell it. And I can't remember what it was, but, you know, real wholesome, content, and they would ship them into you and you'd go deliver them to your customers. I can't remember the paper. I did that one.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I can't recall the name of it, because.
Either. Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting, Christian. Thanks a ton. Appreciate it very much. Let's get Doug Goring in here, the Ag Commissioner in North Dakota, and our own Christopher Larson, producer for What's on Your Mind, caught up with him. Roll that.
Well, it's a long time ago, and it's a little vague. I was pretty young, but I believe if I remember what my first paying job was a dollar an hour to clean pig barns. And at the end of the day, I thought I was a big winner because I made a whole $10 for 10 hours worth of work.
Now, for people this day and age, $10 for 10 hours of work is nothing compared to what kids or people make now. But back when people like you and I are growing up and we're growing up, that was a lot for us. What did you learn from these jobs?
So one of the things that I guess I learned from that first job, and there'd probably be a couple things. One is work ethic. And even though some would say that was a stinky job, proud of the work I did. And the fact that I didn't feel entitled to that paycheck. At $10, I had to work for it, and I think I was like 12 years old, so that was a big deal to me. And felt like there was a sense of accomplishment at the end of the day, and I still kind of feel that way almost every day. I look back and try to figure out, what did I do? Did I do something that helped? And if so, how could I identify that and have a sense of accomplishment?
Several times throughout a person's life, they may need some inspiration or some motivation to do a job, whether it be in an industry or in their local community, serving people, serving friends and family. What do you tell kids, what do you tell your kids and anybody with regards to why they need to have a job and what purpose it serves?
What I try to instill in my kids is that, you know what, be thankful you have a job because it gives you purpose. And no matter what that job is, whether you are an operator on a construction crew, digging a ditch, sweeping a floor, making a bed, there should be a sense of pride. And don't ever forget that. No job is beneath you. And everything should have meaning. It serves a greater good, and it serves others.
Well, Commissioner, we thank you for taking time out on this Labor Day to visit with us, and hope you have a great Labor Day.
You bet. You take care. Thank you much.
Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner for the great state of North Dakota. Final guest asking that question, what was your first job, and what lessons did you get from it? Here's a call that just came in. Listen to this job, Cap. You ever do this? Let's see here. We'll try again.
Good morning, Scott. This is Mike in Perm. Happy Labor Day, and have a safe one out there. You know, my first official job, I was a junior in high school, and I got a job at a place called Crescent Macaroni and Cracker Company. I was a car knocker. So what it is I would unload boxcars of bags of sugar and flour in 100-degree heat, and the inside of that boxcar was like an oven. But I was a working fool, and I really went for it. And I noticed this guy that was watching me, and I found out that they had a baker upstairs, couldn't keep his nose out of the bottle, and they fired him. So this chubby little German guy Ralph Newhouse asked me if I wanted to work for him. I said, well, what does my boss say? Tom. He says, you don't worry about him. You come and work for me. I take care of you. And so I ended up going from $1.10 to $1.75 an hour.
Just to be a car knocker. I didn't even know a car knocker existed, but now he explained at least what it is, so that's pretty amazing. Happy Labor Day, folks. Play hard today, work hard tomorrow. That's right, just take it easy. Enjoy the fruits of your labor today on this Labor Day. God bless you. Grit, by the way, with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price. And literally, you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Come on in. Check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.